It's the largest lake in California. So large, in fact, it's called a sea. You couldn't find this lake on a map, though, at the beginning of the 20th century. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com and the Bureau of Land Management, currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at BLM.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pastures for care of wild horses. Each facility must be able to provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure the population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 18, 2015. For general questions about the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program and to see if you qualify, please visit BLM.gov.
Freda Stevens can tell you a lot about the largest lake in California.
It is a sea with no outlet. At one time, the ancient Lake Cahuilla occupied this area. The sea now is just 30 miles long and 15 miles wide. Lake Cahuilla was three times that size.
When Freda speaks of Lake Cahuilla, she is noting the fact that what we today call the Salton Sea has gone through wet and dry periods over the centuries. This last time it filled was due to what some have termed an accident.
In 1905, when the big accident occurred, the Colorado River silted up the canal and started flooding the basin. It took them 2 years to stop that water from coming in. And when they finally did, they took a look at the sea that had been formed and they thought, oh, it's going to be gone in 50 years.
But the Salton Sea is still here. 90% of the inflow to this lake comes from agricultural runoff, and it has no outlet. The lake is saltier than the ocean, 44 parts per thousand, compared to 35 parts per thousand in the ocean. This produces a unique set of challenges to maintain water quality. Nutrients and salts from fields can cause salinity levels to rise. There have been several ideas proposed to keep those rates in check.
The latest one involves a Salton sink or sump, where they would reduce the quantity of the water in the lake and have a salty area that would be isolated from the rest of the water. And in that, they would hope that the salinity would get down to at least the amount of the ocean.
We'll have more about the lake next time as we travel the countryside at the Salton Sea, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.